Check top.
No.
Nothing marked in registered with our booking. Type 1, Zoom Pro Camera, with screen chat, Firefox, 2003. Zoom Pro Camera, type 1, Zoom Pro Camera, with screen chat, Firefox, 2003. With screen chat, Firefox, with screen chat documents. Please enter a message to follow complete. Clickable not press submenu graphic. Click the chat is waiting for new heading level. I have Zoom Alzera. 12908. I have Zoom Alzera. 12908. Alex Williamson's life adventure.
Oh, hey, Alex. That's cool that you have, that's cool that you have Zoom.
What is your meeting at 12:11:37?
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Alex Williamson's life adventure.
Welcome. Sorry, I wasn't really saying much. nice. Yeah, if you want to come in, let me know and I'll give the ID. If that's okay with the rest of you, that is.
Oh, Josh, how did that, what is it? The 24-hour flight go or whatever it was?
What?
The long haul that you did?
Yep.
How did that go?
It's successful. It's up on YouTube.
Let me stand up while this plane is still, like, starting. I've got about maybe a minute, maybe 30 seconds. This thing takes forever.
Wait, if you were using ATC, how did you, when you were sleeping, how was it identifying to the ATC?
It's called PF3. I don't have to do anything.
Really?
It handles comms automatically from the fucking ground.
Nice!
But isn't that the one that you were having issues with, where it said like line up and wait and then?
No, that was Pro ATCX. But the reason they state that I was having issues was because the simulator runway data was out of date and needed to be updated to 1902 ARAC. And while I updated it, stupid traffic global has its own scenery.
Oh.
That replaces it with. So I went and I disabled the airport facility because Traffic 360 had that too. I disabled that as well in FSX. So basically, I disabled the Traffic Global
facility.
And now I have, you know, the wheel.
The ID is 26151513 19er.
I'd probably put that in chat because it's. The only reason why,
I could, I'm just being nasty now.
The only way I was able to get in, like, I couldn't get in when you gave it to me the other day.
Really?
I don't know, shit, what the fuck was it? So, I didn't remember the ID, so I put it in, I had it in my history.
Oh.
Clickable is my button, clickable, please enter a message.
I'm actually flying the airplane now with its own built-in autopilot.
Well, as you should. You should fly the plane with its built-in autopilot for the most time. The only planes that you should use with the FS Trap autopilot to say the King Air, the De Havilland, stuff like that, Gus, and I was talking about the Quality Wings 787. That would be that's what the FS Champ autopilot was designed for. Which Gus may want to email the FST developer with the bugs that he found with the Champ autopilot and the QW.
Oh, yes, 22, Lucky Martin registered with RPD registered before Lucky Martin registered.
Whoops.
I
Alright, she sounds smooth, Luke. Sort of. Kind of.
Oh, you still use the FST auto? Because really, that's got an auto.
No, I'm using the regular one.
Oh, okay, good.
I just feel very uncomfortable when the thing, yeah. When the thing kind of like goes down like that, but or throttles down like that, but I'm still in the air, so.
Well, it's gonna throttle down when it levels out. That's what
I know. I just get a little worried. That's all.
I've not had one single stall with FST.
I did, but it was my fault.
I mean, I had overspeeds, but I think that was due to real weather. That long haul, like at 8,000, like, whoa, what the hell? PF3 called me out and told me to go back to 250. I'm like, oh, I kind of can't. What are it leveled back out again. But
now you know you're supposed to acknowledge. How many times have I told you to acknowledge?
Oh, yeah.
How many times have I told you I do not have time to be repeating this?
Oh, God. Yeah, I wish my connection were, like, here. I've just got this headache, like, ugh.
Yeah, I wish I could use RC4 again, but it doesn't. It's impractical with FSC. I'd be getting... I told you to go to heading 305. I wish Pro ADCX would do that, so that those of us who don't have, like, we can get up-to-date AirRack data, but a lot of times we can't get up-to-date Air Force with runways, and while we have the runway data,
yeah,
we probably don't have, I think that's why PF3 didn't go to tower when I landed in China the other day, because I had the real runway data in the sand, but, like, the actual runway probably wasn't there because of the scene. Like, I don't have scenery from the airport. So, I probably landed, like, on a runway, but it probably didn't have ILS. Like,
do you know of, like, any freeware packages that we could get?
No, I mean, all of the packages... all of the freeware packages I've seen are for, like, I mean... Over time, we have to update our scenery with, like, airports, because they're by airport, not by, you know, it's not, there's no, like, global package. Well, I mean, there is an Orbs global package that is free, that's shareware, or payware, which is, it's cheap. I mean, it's on sale now, especially, but I don't know if it updates runways. I mean, they tout, on the description, they're touting, oh, it makes the rivers and trees, like, high def, and, you know, stuff like that. If it has runways, because it's a global package, I'd be willing to get it, because it will update all the runways.
I mean, it'd make things so much easier than buying the things separately, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least trying to find good you know, freeware, and then having that site go down, etc.
I imagine the reason why it's by airport is because so the damn developers can get as much money as they possibly can, because these airports are pretty damn expensive.
Mm-hmm. Especially when some airports disappear.
Yeah, and especially when they have, when you got, like, the bigger airports, like JFK and, like,
McCarran,
Orlando, and stuff like that have the jetways and stuff. And, like,
well, we added, I don't know if it's there, but we added, 2 years ago, a terminal. It is the international terminal. I was just there 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's probably somebody that has,
And our runways changed last year. I don't recognize any of them now.
Yeah.
So.
It's funny because, ever since I took off, Project Fly is giving me the go around message.
What?
Did you add a runway, Jesse?
It was already both on the starting and on the ending thing.
Because I'm not having that. I didn't have that issue when I created the direct route. It was en route and everything.
Yeah, it seems when you add a runway via FS Trap, like the like manual runway, like you literally use the flight plan.
You're right. Because I'm also set to go around. It's also telling me go around as well.
Part of that is a Project Fly bug anyway.
Oh.
That I've been trying to resolve.
Oh, I'm picking up speed, finally. Like, that's a complete 10,000. Oh, that makes sense then, okay.
10,436. It hasn't gone down, it's still at 311 nautical miles, what the hell? Come on.
Project Fly does have a bit of a delay, I think, when it comes to, like, the altitudes. Like, it takes a couple of seconds for it to update itself. I've had a waypoint that, like, made me turn around once.
What?
And Project Fly, like, it said, you know, 311, 212. 13, I'm it made me go like 10 miles in the other direction, turn around, and came back.
Oh no, mine, when I added a star once, I was almost there, and then it made me turn around. I think I had to go like 70 miles out of my way.
And then it turned around again?
Yeah. I'm like, okay?
That's because you're supposed to be flying these, like, you know, this. Like, for stars and stuff, you're supposed to be flying into the ATC.
Yeah.
And so, like, ATC would have, you know, told you to fly the star at a specific time and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
And I don't even know how to tell how far I am from the next waypoint.
No way to do that.
Yeah, no, there's no way to do that.
Actually, I've seen it on the top half of the screen sometimes. I will see my numbers change. I'll see the waypoint, and then I'll see, like, 7 nautical miles, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, but it's rare that I will, you know, see that.
Well, you kind of got to know what you're looking for, and then, you know,
yeah, half the time.
Screen review being everything in the window, because it's all in one window.
Yeah, half the time it doesn't show up. Well, sometimes it shows, sometimes it doesn't.
It probably always shows, but it's, you have to know where to look.
And it might not always be in the same place the whole time. Or something.
A lot of times it's in this, like, the heading, altitude, speed, and climb rate are pretty much in the same place. Pretty sure everything's in the same place, or, like, very close to where it is all the time.
Because sometimes at the top half of the screen I'll see, like, you know, waypoint, and then I'll see the number of miles and just go down. I'm like, cool. And then I can never find it when I want it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Trap light, button, screen chat, visit, firefox, or web, screen chat, traffic, 94, 2, 2, 2, 6, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15, 15
You guys know that you can get flight following with MSATC, so you know, at least you can.
Understood, Alex. Acknowledged.
So you can get flight following with MSATC, just so you know where you are.
Oh, really? I forgot how to... Well, it's probably too late now, but yeah, I forgot how to
do
that.
No, it's not. You can do it in midair, you know, in air.
How do I do that again?
You have to bring up the ATC panel with the...
With grave accent. That much I remember.
And then you usually hit
ATC window when I was CR.
It's probably MVDA being an ass. Like, it there's stuff there, probably.
Let me try that again. I mean,
object afterwards says ATC window and then do.
Oh, you know, it would help actually if I were in object review mode, which I'm not.
Object
review. Oops.
ATC window.
There we go.
Nope.
Let me restart. Because, I mean, that would actually be great. I forgot about that. I think that only works if I'm in the air, though, correct? Or once I'm in the air, correct?
It'll work, Yeah, I mean, like, if you're in the air and you're doing IFR, yeah, like, but if
here we go.
Oh, you got it to work, Jesse? Mm-hmm. Oh, because I'm not seeing anything in my... It's up. What option is it?
One, usually.
Oh, let's see.
Was it one for you, Jesse? Nah, do flight following. You're too late for IFR clearance right now.
So when I hit one...
Nothing happens here.
Here we go.
Okay, it told me the squad 3573. Radar contact, flight level 249er.
Shit, you made a duplicate of MSX pilot while it's in squawk. Change the squawk code.
Copy zero.
Oh, you got your ATC to work? I mean, your OCR to work? Mine's not working right now.
I think I hit one like a couple of times and then it said something request follow.
Oh, never mind, you don't have to. Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Oh, there we go.
That MSATC or change the squawk code. You can find a flag and say it's a squawk code.
I'm getting squawk 1301. Do I have to do that?
No, just
no,
reply to it.
1-4-3-0-1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0
Okay. So I acknowledged it. And it says my altimeter is 2992.
2573, yeah, it changed.
I forgot. Do I need to Oh, whoops, yes I do.
So now what's it gonna do? As I'm moving around, it's gonna tell me.
Yeah, it's gonna tell you. It's gonna tell you that you're, you know what, like it's gonna tell you to go to the center. Isn't it?
Yeah, right now I'm connected to, I think, Anchorage.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
because we're in Alaska, yeah. So.
I landed in. I thought we landed in Canada, didn't we?
No, No, I think this is in Anchorage somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. This CYUB and you know, like, you know, all this stuff is all these places, like Fairbanks, all this stuff is in Alaska. I thought it was Canada too, because it's CY.
Yeah. Yeah, because my friend looked up the code. She goes, you're heading to Canada. I'm like, I don't think so.
Canada is usually YY sometimes.
Yeah, because it goes from Dawson to Fairbanks.
And, Alex, if that was you, hello. I think you might need to check your device, your, what is that thing called? The thing you're going to be, going through.
Basically, no.
I'm actually using my iPhone.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, finally. It's been forever.
Well, being that I don't know you at all, it's the first time.
Well, I just hadn't gotten around to setting this up yet, so.
Ah.
So now, Sarah, what you do is you just chill, and then until they, you kind of have to listen out.
Yeah.
So that when they tell you, nyang, 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 you can, like, reply to it.
Yeah, and the flight plan will take care of it for me, so.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen for
I've actually got you on two devices, so if you hear a little bit of an echo.
You actually sound like a friend of mine. Yeah, you actually sound like a friend of mine. I don't want to say his name over the air.
Okay.
I'm protective like that. Besides, he's an amateur radio operator, so yeah.
Oh, shut up, you stupid progress bar updates.
I can turn the other device off if there's not an echo. I can actually hear you on the time.
You're a little quiet. What'd you say?
No, he said that he can hear us through the iPhone, so he's going to turn off another one of his devices.
You could actually hear him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking. You just have too much airplane on your ear. Just take up some of that airplane noise.
Well, remember, I'm partially deafened in the right ear, so that.
Yeah, you.
Not good for a pilot.
Kind of doesn't help. I'll deal with it. I'll cope.
I'm sure you'll figure it out eventually.
I've been coping for 7 years, so.
By the way, Josh, can you only request follow once you're in the air, or can you request it even while you're on ground?
No, I think you can request it in the air.
Oh, okay.
That works.
I wonder if there have ever been pilots that have ever requested follow from the real control tower.
Well, yeah, there have been. I mean, I've seen it.
Usually pilots don't
need to. No, they really don't need to. Well, I mean, the only time they would do it is in VFR.
True.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I wonder if it's required in VFR.
Might be. So, Alex, I looked up my nearest squadron, except I don't like the location of their meetings.
Oh, yeah? Where is it?
Up near Cheyenne.
Okay.
And a 3-hour meeting every Monday. A 2.5-hour meeting every Monday. Urgh.
Hey, that's not as bad as it is in science.
6:30 to 9 p.m. I'm normally laying down by 9. I take my sleep aid at 8.
Oh, it's not that big of a deal. Make a fun time.
Yeah, I guess.
And it's usually fun. I mean, I have yet to go to a boring similar meeting.
Because I'm used to the ham club meetings where no one volunteers, no one wants to help anybody. Well, at least here, anyway. I'm hoping it gets better. But I've been to some ham club meetings where, yeah, Hey, Zoom, how you doing? I'm not Zooming anymore. I heard, are you okay? Yep. Limp, limp. Fine.
Yeah, I can understand that.
But the town was really, really small. You know, everyone found out about my accident, unfortunately, I think the day that it happened.
It's never fun when you have to deal with that stuff.
Your internet connection is unstable. Oh, shut up.
I remember.
Zoom?
I remember there was a Lego class that I volunteered at for 6 months. Nobody would help me with anything. And all I was trying to do was help them.
Oh, jeez.
So, if I want, how much do you pay for Zoom? Because I want to do this and, you know, like, what's going on there?
I pay, well, not the way I'm
doing
it.
Yeah, but if. Nah, yeah, no, if you, like, the free plan is, like, you know,
it's
like,
good.
Like,
it's good.
This, but yeah, but if we had this kind of, like, me, Jesse, you know, you and a couple other people.
Yeah, then you
like,
will need to do that. It is $15 a month, I think. And you can have up to 100 participants.
Well, which, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
I think it'd get a little crowded if we did
well,
that route.
Well, everyone would be muted if that were the case. I'm actually holding a class for this company that I work for on the 9th of March, and I'm like, okay, if 100 people show up to that, that'll be nice.
Yeah, you actually get the intended, design of Zoom.
Oh, darn, I forgot what center I just contacted just now. I got told to contact someone else. Whoops.
Oopsies.
Don't you hit two? To switch?
One.
Oh, is it one? Oh, yeah, it is one.
I don't know if you got told yet to contact them. I did.
No.
Oh, you will.
I don't even know where I am. So.
Oh, that's right. I think I left before you.
You did. You left me in the
dust.
Yeah,
you did.
And my takeoff today was just horrible again.
Yeah, I was watching, but it wasn't bad.
Definitely
seemed worse.
Yeah, yesterday.
At least you didn't die on the runway.
Gus's takeoffs are just, oh man. They're just as smooth as butter, as chocolate.
Boy, except for the one where the plane decided to go 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
Yeah, well, I guess we're not...
40, 30, 10.
I think that's when he finally throttled down. I guess we're not going anyway.
I think that was the QW, and
It was trying to fly it like a Cessna.
That's probably because he got to change his aircraft.
He did.
Yeah.
And yesterday I bounced. Did you hear the landing yesterday?
No. But
I completely missed it because the stream went offline before I could get back on.
Oh, you were there last night then?
Yes,
I was there.
Oh.
I finally, Restream gave me a. Because apparently, streaming to your Facebook profile is actually supposed to be free on Restream right now, but apparently there's a bug, so Kelly gave me basically 30 days of free Facebook access until, because she's like, oh, we should have the problem resolved, you know, by March, so.
I can wait. I mean,
sweet.
I'm patient, I can wait.
Well, you know, I wanted to, alert them to the fact that the Facebook access wasn't showing up on my profile when it was supposed to be free. So, you know, now
it's not something you did wrong. It's just
I literally streamed that entire long haul, that 11-hour long haul on Facebook.
Holy crap.
And
don't worry, guys. That ding dong that you heard wasn't my plane. That was my phone.
I didn't hear
it. Yeah, I'm kind of starting to get familiar with your sound effects, I'm guessing.
I didn't hear it, so yeah, don't worry about
it. That 11-hour flight, like, that whole time was, like, Facebook didn't even drop. Like,
wow, and YouTube does. I mean, yeah. I can barely, I cannot, I do try to listen to you on YouTube, but, and I can't tell Wendy to go to Facebook because, well, don't think she has it.
Twitch is better, like,
No.
No, this is a friend of ours that I met 2 years ago.
Yeah, Twitch is no better, Josh. Like, Twitch is actually
Well, actually, well, if you can log in, once you log in, which, you know, I actually don't know how to log out right now, and it stays logged, I stay logged in, you know, if you can stay logged in, then it's doable, like, chat is doable and everything,
but, still, though. We know the problem, actually. It's an Aria thing that they disabled.
Right.
Yeah. They have an I sent an accessibility. They have an accessibility support thingy. You know, if you logged in, you could send them one. I did. Oh my God.
I tried, and they didn't get it. They were like,
well.
Oh, well, we're making changes to the website, so just stay tuned. What?
They don't know. Well, they don't even know the first thing about it because their panels. Like, I can see broadcaster panels, you know, that are accessible. Like, there's some extensions that are accessible, but I can't configure them with crap. If I want to make a schedule for my Twitch page, you know, I just can't do it. So YouTube. I schedule my streams on, you know, if I want to schedule a flight or something, I schedule
mine on the phone.
Yeah,
I set mine up that way. I haven't really done a live stream yet, and I'm waiting until I reach 400 subscribers.
Well, I think I have 37, but I don't really stream live much on Twitch anyway.
Well, just so you know, I'm one of them.
Oh, thank you!
I only got 114. I used to have like 120, but I think when I had that cold for like a month, I wasn't doing anything.
You had what I had. I mean, you still, yeah. The cough for me, I think, finally went away like 3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a cold, and then like it went away for a couple weeks. Then I had the flu. And,
oh no, I had the cold, got sick on my birthday, got well, and then the day of my marathon stream, I woke up and felt nauseous, but didn't really think anything of it. Woke up the next day, and that was it. I ended up with stomach flu for about 2 days.
Mm.
You remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, I caught stomach flu, nearly killed me.
Oh, jeez.
I'm on a blood thinner.
Oh.
My heart. So, like, I almost bled to death, literally.
Jeez.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, because the flu, like, it thins your blood anyway, because you can't really intake stuff. You can't really do anything, so.
In my case, I mean, I could barely eat.
I couldn't even take freaking pills.
Oh.
I was in the hospital for a week.
I mean, I think I was
to the damn emergency room like 2 weeks ago to get just fluids because I couldn't keep them down normal.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah, I was in the hospital for 7 days.
Yeah, the few hours I was there in October, that was just a nightmare. They were nice to me, but. Except the guy who was giving me the EKG. No, hold still. I can't. Well, you need to breathe. I am breathing. I'm wheezing here. No, don't hold her hand.
I hate that.
Well, in all fairness, they did need me to stop shaking, but I couldn't. My body just was... I didn't have control over my body. They got what they could. Heart rate of about 117, a little fast. My blood pressure was 157 over 109. Yeah, a little high.
I mean, that's gonna happen.
But we think we know what the problem is, or was, is probably gonna be for the rest of my life, which... Well, really, there's nothing much I can do about it, but relax. And don't have a panic attack.
That's all we can do.
Otherwise, I'm gonna end up in the hospital again, quite literally. Almost ended up there 2 weeks ago.
My mom's cousin has the same issue.
And it hurts.
We have to be very, very careful.
It hurts. I mean, I told her mom, I said, I feel like I'm gonna die. Well, she has these... Actually, turns out, well, my sister has them, my mom has them, I think someone else in my family has it.
So it's hereditary.
It is, but... society, I think, is getting these now because, I mean, society is so fast now, but it hurts. I'm like, ow! I had a little bit yesterday, but it went away. I'm like, alright, cool. I just kind of breathe deeply, and I'm like, okay, I'm feeling okay.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you're able to get around.
Well...
I was officially diagnosed with heart failure 3 years ago.
So. Oh, jeez. But I've been keeping a journal of, you know, I'm going to show my doctor next week. So
I made a little adjustment. You guys hear me okay now?
You're still a little quiet, at least to me anyway. And my plane's actually not that loud.
That or maybe have to clean your ears. Maybe you have a 737 buried in your ear somewhere. I told you, go to the ER and tell them to put some peroxide in your ear.
The last time I had that done was in 2012, and it hurt. They're like, you're going to feel pressure, okay.
What?
Yeah, they like shove it deep down.
No, it was like this other instrument they used, like this jet of like water, and
that's
I'm like,
it's
ah.
It,
yeah, it's really like
control how fast it comes in.
And
oh, no,
my sister saw it come out. She goes, ew.
Actually, I have those ear cleaning kits, and I have like really small ear canals, so like, I have to clean them out.
Whoa, what's up, Jack?
Hold on a minute. I got a message on Messenger that apparently there's snow on the Vegas Strip.
What?
Hold on.
Oh, man, I don't have my radio or else I... Wait a minute. Yeah, I do.
Somebody sent me...
I think I got the same message. Where's my radio at?
I don't know anybody there, so...
Oh, here it is. 162.550, I think, is the frequency.
Where?
Well,
wait.
My radio's dead, so that's not gonna work.
Wait, where did the message come from? Hold on, I heard it go...
Where's my doggone charger?
Oh, that's Slack.
Oh, who?
Hold on.
Who,
Hold on, I'm looking.
You guys are on Slack? Well,
it's a business. Is it our boss?
Let me see.
There can't be snow on the strip.
Fox,
that was yesterday.
According to the local Fox affiliate, Sarah Lawami is experiencing snow right now. Apparently there's snow on the Vegas Strip. Apparently it was sent at 4:05. Michael sent it.
I see it.
I don't see it. Where is it?
No, you won't.
You should go to the strips, Sarah.
No.
Get some of that.
I'm actually surprised, period.
I'd be it silly.
some of that nice snow.
I'd probably throw it in a ball.
And just hope that nobody peed in it or stepped in it or...
Yeah, now you're getting crazy.
Let's see something here. Oh, holy crap! My window's cold. Really cold.
Oh.
As it should be.
I don't know whether you'll be getting your package tonight.
I don't think I will.
I'm not gonna go by this girl's house.
Yeah.
Unless they already
actually
brought it.
Probably like, man, I'm going home.
I'm just glad I'm not doing any solo flights today. I don't think I would. Actually, I don't really think they'd let me.
Google. Oh crap! I forgot my thing was off.
I don't think they'd let me. What do you think, Alex? Like, what's if I had invented the technology? Yeah.
Probably not. I know if I was there, I would.
You probably would stop me. No, you're not going anywhere.
Is it snowing in Las Vegas right now?
You and your plane are grounded for the day.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know what the hell this thing is saying, because it's saying right now it's 46 degrees in Vegas, but with the wind chill, it's 39 degrees and it's not snowing. So
sure.
I don't know what the heck is going on over there.
Well,
my radio's dead, so I can't really,
Weather is very weird thing here.
Oh, wait. I can pull up the airport's ATIS. Hold on.
Zero. Contact has been centered on 134.65.
Man, I was glad I had MCE up at one time when I was going up, because it was 35 degrees Fahrenheit, and freaking MCE and GSX made me freaking de-ice the runway.
Oh. Ooh, I'm in Edmonton.
Oh, you already got told to change?
Yep, I'm in Edmonton right now.
Oh, so that's what I wanted. So that's what I must have changed to.
Wait, Edmonton's in...
It's in Canada.
Canada.
That's
okay. Yeah, so you're flying into Canada. You've already gone into Canada or going into Canada. Can you also do that with, like, RC4 and stuff? Like, can you ask for follows, or just...
No, I don't really think so. Especially with these short flights.
Probably not.
Like, the only way, you know, I need to check out for ATCX, because, like, that's the only ATC thing that will work on these very short flights like this.
Mm.
And MSATC, like, RC4 and PF3 won't work. The waypoints are, you know, it's too there's a problem with this flight plan. It's too short. Like, three or less waypoints in a flight plan, there's issues with it.
Hmm.
What's a flight plan?
What's a flight plan?
No, I said a flight plan.
actually, Alex.
Sorry, Josh. I just wanted to pick on you a little bit.
Have you actually gone flying with the air patrol and stuff or no?
Hey, check this out,
yes.
You guys.
Yes.
Well, Alex, you won't be able to see it, but check this out, you guys. That is my ATIS right now.
Yeah, I've flown with Civil Air Patrol.
It's pretty bad.
So is it snowing over there, or what?
It says... No, not that. wind from the north at 360 degrees at 15 miles an hour. Visibility is 10 miles. Sky conditions mostly clear. Temperature is 45.0. Dew point is at 9.0. Relative humidity is at 22%. My pressure altimeter is at 30 point, whatever that was. 30.05? Oh, no wonder I'm hurting. And we're at cycle 21, whatever that is.
Probably ARX cycle.
I don't think it's snowing.
Me neither.
It can't be at 45.
Maybe frozen rain, but, well, it's not raining either.
Well, the thing is that sometimes what happens is the air gets so cold above it that it actually doesn't touch the ground.
I've seen that.
What kind of flights do you do on civil air missions?
Well, we do aerial photography.
Oh, okay.
We do disaster relief stuff. UDF flights, which are to recover like crashed plane stuff.
Yeah. It's
usually how we do that is like we usually have a ground and an air team. The air team usually goes in that region and tracks the crash plane for us, and then we go down and then the ground team goes down and gets the plane and starts taking off.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty interesting stuff. One time we were swapping planes and I went on the mission.
Like when you set up for them, did you get like a specific, like a consistent job, or is it you kind of like all over the place?
Well, it's a volunteer organization, so you don't get paid or anything.
But hey, having that on your resume must be interesting. I mean, having that on your resume, yeah.
It blows everybody's mind. They all ask, what the heck is civil air control?
Oh. Yeah, there was a police officer, actually, that told me about it 2 years ago, and I just kind of put it on my mind, oh, okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
It's a great thing. I mean, you'll get to fly and do all sorts of
things. But I can't show up to every single meeting. I mean, that's...
You don't have to.
Oh. Yeah, I just wish the area they had it in is... Well, I just wish it were a little better, but okay, whatever.
Well, I have to drive an hour and a half to go to mine, so...
Oh. Yeah, mine's at some Cheyenne North Las Vegas airport. Except like every few weeks where it's at some other location which is not in the best area of town.
Well, to be fair, the airport that I go to is in a pretty bad area.
Yeah, so is the one that we meet at. So, or that they do meet at anyway. Ugh. I went to school in that area. It's,
I don't know why they pick such bad locations, but they do.
I don't know. Why can't they have it in a park?
Or why can't they have it at, like...
McCarran?
Like, international airport.
Or hell, or even at, like, McCarran or something.
Yeah, that would be nice. Unless McCarran said no.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that's possible, but
Which very well could happen.
Usually we fly like 172s and 182s. We don't have too many jumbo jets.
172 still exist? I thought those were older.
Well, they are.
Ah, you're G-ing at us, Josh.
I know, right?
I guess, you know, they're still used today on, like, training and, you know, these kind of organizations.
Actually, we just got a new Cessna about 2 years ago. It was a Cessna 172 that had a brand new engine. And within the first month we had, somebody landed and broke the nose.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, there's...
You've seen my landings. Yeah, I didn't really mean to do that.
Nobody would come forward.
Oh, no. I bet all of you got punished there.
Oh, yeah, we got chewed out pretty good.
What happened, Sarah? Nobody wanted to fly the new plane?
No, someone broke.
Somebody broke the nose wheel on, yes.
Oops! Off the new plane?
Yeah. We were doing some O-ride in Sugar Valley, and we missed the, you know, the little, there's like a little mountain pass up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they missed the little strip, so they, when they came back around, they were already low.
Oops.
When they landed the second time, they had too much ground speed and broke the nose wheel.
I bet you, though, if they came forward, I don't know what their punishment would have been. I wouldn't want to know.
Let's just say it wasn't free.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, no, that'd be horrible. I come to one of my first meetings or whatever, and that happens. I didn't... Yeah, what a good first impression.
Well, thankfully, I don't have to worry about that. I just handle communication.
Now, if I do end up inventing that technology, I would have to worry about that. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know about inventing technology. I mean, I think, especially based on like how FMCs and stuff work. That's gonna be interesting.
I'm not going to give up just yet. You never know.
Maybe you'll figure out some other use for it.
Maybe. I mean, you never know. You just never know. It's always been my dream. Like when I was 8, I've always wanted to fly. I mean, I fly as a passenger, but. And here's the ironic thing. I hate flying.
Passenger-wise.
Yes. I hate flying.
But you figure if maybe you have control...
I might not hate it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're going.
Have you ever gone to actually get behind the controls of a plane, Alex?
I have, yes.
Oh!
I've flown a Cessna 172 and
180. Nice!
And I've also flown a...
Yikes!
I would love to have experience of 12 actual, but using that. You took 12, like, gravity, 12, 37, okay, I'm going to get a level by, but I just made it for you, man.
Lucky Martin registered 300 feet. Sir, if you were in the Civil Air Patrol, you could get to play around with simulators and maybe fly an actual plane in real life.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. And if you do comms like me, you could do it from the air and be the flight observer.
Oh, nice. I mean, I love radio. I love anything to do with radio, although I have already been told by fellow hams that I do need to slow down a bit, but...
Well, you'll be all right, because in Civil Air Patrol, it's not quite as strict as far as, like, that sort of thing is concerned, because most of it's broadcast on digital frequencies now, so...
Oh, wow.
You don't have to worry.
Well, no, but I mean, if I speak too fast, that would be an issue still.
I don't know, because some of the new E.F. Johnson radios that they use are very...
I actually need to get myself a new radio. Mine works, but it's not... It has a hard time receiving in the cold. I can hear fine, I can send fine, but it doesn't really help if I can't receive.
Problem, not the radio. So.
It's every repeater that I've been on, and we even tried it over Simplex. Oh, okay. Not gonna work. I mean, it works. I just hear everyone sounding like frying bacon.
Sarah, are you sure that you don't have bacon on the brain?
Oh.
Or bacon
well,
in your ears?
Maybe.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have bacon. It's just not a good thing to have your brain taken.
Yeah.
Still,
I guess, I think I'm still over Edmonton or something.
Yeah, I just got asked to switch over to Anchorage Center twice. For some odd reason. First of all, a lady told me to switch over to Anchorage Center. I switched over, a guy answered, then I got again asked to switch to another Anchorage Center. And then another guy answered.
Huh.
Okay.
There must be two Anchorage airports.
There's those ARTCC centers that basically control like between airports, and there's like a billion of the same Anchorage Center. There's like five or six Anchorage Centers, just like five different.
Oh, okay, that's why there's so many at our airport.
Yeah.
Because there is about 100 for Atlanta here at the airport, but that's where some of the regional flights go.
Yeah. So there's probably no other regional control, so everybody's like, that's why there's 100 different zones over that span. East to west.
45 nautical miles away. Well, maybe not. Because of my, my sit and star, but yeah.
Altitude 16,000 feet.
Oh, yeah, I'm at 16,000 feet. Have been the whole time.
Yay!
I don't know why Simbrake put me that low, but alright, whatever. Oh, and I'm only going 377 knots. Ground speed.
Well, I really wish that they would put in the actual speed, because your ground speed is, I mean, that's your actual speed, but like, that's...
I'm more used to seeing that.
It is your actual speed, but like, that's not actual knots.
I'm actually level this time. Wow, nice. 315 knots is my indicated speed.
But you're, yes, and Project Fly, you know, while you're at like 16,000 feet, Project Fly, because of like ground elevation, says that you're like 16,000 or 16,000
Actually, yesterday, I was going at 315 knots, and that was my indicated airspeed, and I think I've had must have had one heck of a tailwind because I was at 30,000 feet and going 500, or 498 to 500 knots. I'm like, ground speed. I'm like, okay.
That's kind of high for a 737. If that's what the plan was.
Well, not
really.
Because I've seen Delta planes go about that fast.
I have two. Southwest, I think I was going at around 510, 515, 520 up to Baltimore.
I did
miles, not knots.
504 from here to Atlanta on an MD-88.
Turn that off, because I don't really need to hear that.
McDonnell Douglas, I haven't heard of that plane in years.
Well, there's about at least 10 of them that fly out of our airport every day.
Open the FedEx app.
Open the FedEx app. Your package has been suspended. Your package won't be delivered now till October 31st, 2019.
Halloween.
Well, Jesse, you may want to listen to my flight up in my stream later today. It's going to be from Columbus to Miami. Thanks.
Ooh, I wonder if we're going to get the weird lady. Oh, no, wait, never mind. That was RC4.
It's still in transit.
Wow. The lady in RC4 that sounds like she has her nose plugged.
Contact Miami Santa. RC4, 5.52.
What? She sounds like the Australian version of my speech synthesizer for my phone.
I wish that FS Pax was out for P3D so I could get it.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Have you know, flight attendants and shit on.
I'm flying with a full passenger thing, by the way.
I don't know how that would be. One time, like, actually had full-blown flight attendants and everything.
That was interplane. That's,
like, they were actually
That was interplane, like, the safety announcers and stuff. Yeah. I guess, you know, I had those
I'm
videos, too.
I'm slowing down?
It's...
I'm descending. Okay, cool. But how I haven't been asked to I haven't been asked to oh, but I'm taking a different route than you are, so.
Mm-hmm. I think Sarah's taking the fuel efficient route.
I think I am actually.
I'll be very interested when the Project Fly dispatcher comes out, because you can actually choose which route you want to take, whether you want it to be more fuel efficient, whether you want it to be scenic, or whether you want it to be, you know, the fastest route.
Yeah, Sarah's going to probably choose the scenic route every time. Yeah, we'll get there in about 10 hours.
No, I'm not. It'll be the fastest route that I can get, because remember, I hate flying. So.
Yeah, we'll get a trip from Vegas to Miami in 20 hours. Why so long? Yeah, we're gonna go by the Grand Canyon. Then we're gonna go by
the No, that'd be more like you, Jesse.
I hope I wasn't asked to identify or acknowledge. I didn't hear anything, so.
I really wish that there was a fewer ERJ 145 because. Like, literally on Premier, all of the freaking flights that are going out of, like, all the USA airports, like, you know, at least in my rank, it's like all the ERJs and Embraer 170s. And,
yeah. confusion. I've never flown in a frickin' Amber before. I guess I've been very unlucky.
No, you probably been very lucky.
Every time I fly 737, 747, 727, 737.
I think I flew in a Coronado once.
Coronado.
Whatever.
That's a simulator manufacturer. I don't think that's a real manufacturer. Like, of actual real life planes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Sarah got to fly on a puddle jumper once.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I thought we were gonna die.
Yeah, I'm actually very jealous of you. You got to fly on a puddle jumper. You got to fly on a chopper.
But remember, I had to go to the hospital, so in the puddle jumper, so. It wasn't for me, luckily.
If you go to Maryland, and if that chopper flight is still available, then now that I'm, you know, into the whole simming thing,
How come I haven't been asked to switch frequencies yet? That's weird.
I don't know.
Should I just hit one to be sure?
Yeah, you'll know if you don't need it because you'll have it. You'll hear the menu pop up for the send.
Oh. Oh, yep. There it went.
Wow, I feel sorry for you trying to get sleep at night.
I know Brandon lives near Fort Hood, like,
the Air Force base for us is at Nellis, wherever that is. I've been there once.
It's really not bad at night, it's just in the daytime,
it's a little
crazy.
Great, I've got a pee.
Well, at least you're lucky.
You have a few too?
Yes, exactly. Oh, Jesse! I got a pee!
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You want to tell that story?
Yeah, that's what the guy said.
I'm focusing on landing. I don't have time to tell no stories.
That's what the guy said when he took off on the roller coaster.
Well, okay, start at the beginning.
Basically, we were in line. We went to the New York Hotel. And we went to ride on this thing called the Big Apple. Well, we're in line, whatever, me and Sarah and a friend, we're talking, whatever. And we hear this guy say something. I didn't know what he had said, neither did Sarah. And she and her friend's like, oh, you should have thought about that before you got in the car. And Sarah's like, what did he say? And Sarah's friend goes, oh, he just said that he had to go pee. And I'm like, oh, no, I hope he's able to hold me.
Yeah. So now it's an inside joke between the two of us. I gotta pee!
Hilarious.
Well,
and he said it loud, too.
And in his really high falsetto, I gotta pee! I mean, it's just this... ridiculously high falsetto, or maybe that was just his voice. I don't know.
7,440.
Whoa, I'm descending quite rapidly.
Why did they just use the noise version?
I forgot the altitude of this doggone airport. Ugh. Oh well, I'm just gonna guess.
You don't know when the autopilot goes off and you have to.
Remember, my autopilot sometimes turns off like 2,000 feet above where it normally would.
Yeah. Not if you're using the actual autopilot on the plane. I haven't had that fail yet.
Oh. It's never failed yet.
If you guys have the latest version of FST.
I do.
He is, every time that a new version comes out, he's revamping how that autopilot turns off at like 3,000 feet. cab autopilot turns off. Like, this new version, he, you know, made it so that it turns on, you know, he's trying to calculate the best, like, the elevation, like, minus a couple feet to, you know, give you enough time to land.
Yeah, test, minus 1,000, outside minus 1,000, 1,000, 6,200,
7.2...
Yeah, 7.2...
Oh, Sarah, have you heard?
Waiting for 7.2.
Say again?
Have you heard of a gentle storm?
A gentle what?
Stormy.
Storm. Is that a thunderstorm or rainstorm or something?
Man. The band.
No, I haven't.
You might want to check them out. Yeah, I think you'll like them session. There.
Yes, Symphonic
Metal. How they set their album up is the first half is like the second half is the heavy metal version of the classical song.
Oh, that's pretty sweet. I like bands like, well, I mean, like I know more symphonic metal, but like band that introduced me to symphonic metal are bands like Nightwish.
Oh yeah.
The Temptation,
Nightwish was great before Annette.
I like it after Annette a little better.
Wait, who is it now? I didn't know she left.
Tarja
was before Annette.
Tarja was the first one.
And her voice was just like chocolate. Man, just the vowels, I loved them.
You know she's got solo stuff.
I heard her version of her Walking in the Air. It's really good.
Amy Lee, ironically enough, she came out with a solo album last year. She did, like, piano versions of, like, Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But my favorite was the cue with, I think, Sterling most recently. That was good.
Oh, I did check that out.
She actually came out and a violin solo on My Immortal. And she also has her own song that they wrote together, but it's not as good as that one.
I love My Immortal. Someone wants me to keep, like, sing. I haven't done it solo. I haven't done it at all.
Is that version of My Immortal, like, out? Like, did she...
I think so. I think you can find it on YouTube. I don't remember what the video was called, but somebody took it from the audience, and the sound quality isn't the best.
No, I just wonder if they released it officially, like on music services and whatnot.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
It would be great if they did, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, I have a karaoke track, but I got it customized and muted out, like, the drums and everything, like, in the where the bridge is. Because I'm like, no need for that. I've been alone all along, and then the drums come in. I'm like, no need for that. So I muted all that out and created an acoustic version.
Like, do you just edit the?
I muted it out on the website, and it took me a little while to do it because it's kind of not accessible. But I just used my ears, adjusted volumes accordingly, and it sounds okay.
2,580.
Man, I'm descending fast. But that's okay.
Is that like a website you get karaoke tracks from?
Yeah, karaokeversion.com. They're getting better. I remember when I first got them, I'm like, ugh. But yeah, they're actually getting really, really good. I haven't not released anything in like 3 years. 4 years now?
I saw all your singing videos.
Yeah, but look for me on Spotify.
You ought to write your own music.
Well, I could. I actually, in my head, I have an arrangement of a Come Emmanuel that I want to write down and give to a girls' choir.
Well, go for it.
I have nothing to write with. What the?
You don't need anything to write with.
Why am I bumping?
1,620.
Wait a minute. I didn't hear my autopilot go off.
Sync rate.
Whoa, yeah. Sync rate?
Oh boy!
You may want to hit an NDA.
Yeah, you bet.
Hang on, I've got it. Oh no! Climbing. Hang on. Let's see. Okay, I think we're good now.
Zero
feet. Me and a friend of mine were messing around with the and he's like, oh, I'm gonna try and manually take off. So like,
Let me just go like that.
That guy is hilarious with the kind of
shit. Oh my god, yes, he is. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard before in my life.
I wish I could go on the server where he is.
It was actually funny. One time I was flying 172, my dad was in the back seat.
We'll count that as a landing. Let's see how bad that was. I heard it. But my autopilot never,
It went off. You probably, there's probably no sound for it in this freeway.
There is. I heard it. But, I hit the ground right as it went off.
That'll happen with this. This airport is like 1,000 feet above the damn ground sea level, so that's
which makes it a little hard. I shouldn't be moving. Why am I showing? Oh no, no, never mind.
Descending at 14,000 feet now.
Block time, 1 hour 11 minutes. Landing rate is -3,000.
Oh damn, that sucks.
Ugh, you're in the... It sounds like you're in the pits of hell, Sarah.
Mine was like... -800 or something. The long haul, man. The long haul I got was -98 FPM.
Sweet.
That was
nice. That's
pretty good.
No, that was... No, that second flight, you know, that you guys are flying now... That